Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi girlies, a little bonus episode today, a little treat in your ears. This is an interview that Izzy and I have done with Jess Seppel from JS Health. JS Health Vitamins, as I'm sure you will know, absolutely beloved, mega successful, cult favorite. Their vitamins are sold across Australia, New Zealand, around the world. We're so excited to speak to Jess because we wanted to get the lowdown on all things wellness, health, nutrition, our favorite subjects that we are always talking about. It was very nice to have an expert who lives and breathes this topic to answer all of our questions. We also did a shout out on Instagram beforehand, and a lot of your burning questions informed what we asked Jess. Just a quick heads up that in the first kind of 5 minutes, we talk a little bit about, you know, the toxic diet culture of the 90s that we all grew up with. It's a really small part of the conversation, but if you want to skip, you can just jump ahead 5 minutes. Otherwise, please enjoy listening to it, and we will catch you on our normal episode on Friday.
Hi, Jess. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we are so excited to have you and talk all things health. I think Izzy and I are probably maybe the archetypal JS Health women, where we're kind of doing that balancing act of trying to improve our health the best we can and kind of maybe getting caught up in trends sometimes, also relapsing and having, you know, a glass of wine or more. But maybe it would be great to start with your own journey with health and how you came to this space, because I know that we're similar ages and we all grew up in a pretty fucked up, toxic time in terms of body image for women. So would you mind talking about your journey with that and how it got you to a healthy place?
What was exactly that? It was, you know, trying to be on a healthy diet and then relapsing because it just doesn't work long term. And the research and the science really now backs it all up that diets don't work. But I had to learn the hard way because I was 12 or 13 years old, somehow discovered dieting at that age. There was no social media at the time. And I think I discovered it through fashion TV and trashy celebrity magazines, the lemon detox diet, the high protein, no carb diet. I tried them all and it really went on for a decade. So the torturous cycle of fad dieting, restricting myself, depriving myself. And then unfortunately that backfires with overeating, binge eating, and really just having an unhealthy relationship with food and your body. So again, 13, 14 years old and latched onto fad diets as a way to control my weight, but probably as a way to control my changing environment. I'd immigrated from South Africa to Australia, new school, new friends. And I thought being thin would make me feel maybe more accepted in my new environment. And so a decade long of fad dieting, weighing myself obsessively, exercising obsessively. And then, you know, when I got to around 18 years old, just a very broken relationship with my body. I had an incredible, I guess, aha moment because I learned the power of nutrients and minerals. I learned how important it is to nourish your body with those nutrients and minerals to help you to thrive mentally and physically, and realized as a fad diet, I was not treating my body very well. And I started blogging about this journey candidly, went back when blogs were a thing. in 2011, 2012, blogspot.com, and literally did it as a fun project. It was a personal diary. It was on private. It wasn't even on public. And that's how I met the Jays Health community. And one thing led to the next. I had a program. I had three books, an app, and then 4.5 years ago, a supplement range, which there's a long story to that too. I really believed in the power of nutrients and minerals in supplement form. But yeah, exactly what you said. Really, I called myself a chronic fad dieter, just trying to find balance with food in my body again. So it took me another decade to repair that broken relationship with food in my body.
It's so devastating how early that is for young girls. Like, it's still, now that we're adults, just thinking about how young you were at that age to already have thoughts like that and already have such a broken relationship with your body, and just the way it starts when you're like a child is so depressing.
I know, really. It's exactly, as I said, I was 13 and there was no social media at the time. So
yeah,
imagine how it is today.
Yeah. So with JS Health now, I think people tend to look at you and see just success, which is obviously incredible, but it's really refreshing to read that you've been really candid about having, you know, failures and missteps along the way. Can you talk about a bit of the failures that happened behind the scenes as you were kind of building this business?
It's so interesting sometimes that I even have, you know, the business part of JS Health, because for a decade long, JS Health was just nourishing a community to live a healthy life, let go of the fad diets, let go of the extremes, and learn to have a really beautiful, nourishing relationship with yourself and your body. And that was really my calling and my purpose that has transformed into the business of JS Health Vitamins. But when you say failures, every day, literally being a founder and learning to be a leader when I haven't really had any experience doing so comes with everyday failings. There were failings for 2 years before creating vitamins. We had put our money into lots of different places to try and get the supplements off the ground, and nothing eventuated. We kind of got scammed once. I had a million no's before one yes. Maybe not a million. I had at least 10 no's before one yes. So failings are, but I think you really do need every single failure to bring you to where you're meant to be. Like, without those constant no's, those constant challenges, the naysayers, the people who didn't believe in it, it just gave me more, I guess, strength and energy to keep going, keep fighting for my customers, which is what it always was. It was always just, how do I help my customers live a healthy life, whether it was through the books, the app, the program, now the supplements. The burning fire in me, the passion, has remained, luckily, to get each dream, you know, up and running. But so many failings, and failings still happen today. So it happened back then and it still happens every day today, and it's just about going through them and then having the tools in your box to say, all right, that happened, I've learned from it, and now I'm going to get back up and keep building. Like, you just have to have the resilience, you have to have the perseverance and the willingness to keep going when times get really, really tough and the failings happen. You do feel like a failure in lots of moments during the journey.
Yeah. I think Izzy and I are very similar, especially now Izzy's in LA, where we're very susceptible to wellness trends.
I'm like, probably drinking Hailey Bieber's smoothie.
I had Hailey Bieber's smoothie in LA recently.
It's quite delicious, I must say.
The pink one. Is it pink?
Yeah, the pink one.
And I think we have had like a 6 month back and forth on oat milk. You know, there's always a new trend, and the new information about the trend isn't right, and there seems to be this constant dialogue. So could you give some advice for navigating that space and maybe just building healthy habits that you know you're not going to turn your back on because you see a TikTok?
That's exactly. And that's really why I created JS Health, because they fund all of those trends and, you know, moments in the health industry, but they are a moment. And so you really want to learn to live a healthy life for life. And I say, whatever we're doing today, I want you to feel like you can do this for the rest of your life, because the only way to live a healthy life is one that is sustainable long-term. And that's when you'll see real results. So see those little short-term fun little fads and, as you say, moments in the health industry as just that, because we can see in the research and the science that there is no diet that will work long term. I saw it myself. I mean, I still to this day, having done this for 15 years, I'm yet to find someone who's been able to stick to a diet for longer than 3 months. Sorry, for longer than 3 to 6 months, and then maintain the results from that diet. So you will get the results for a short period of time, but unfortunately not long term. So you have to sort of take it with a little pinch of salt and realize it's fun to drink the Hailey Bieber collagen smoothie. I drank it myself when I was in LA. It's fun to think that chia seeds will change your life. But, you know, you learn that berries and avocado and kale and all of those foods are as nutritious. I'm very much into stripping back, simplifying, and I'm not really that interested in the fun fads and the moments anymore, because I see that they just are that, a moment, and there's no point latching onto them too intensely. But that's why I actually love vitamin formulations, because I think you can put nutrients and minerals and herbs and amino acids in at a really good dose. But yeah, in terms of like trending superfoods, I just know that other foods are more nutritious and more powerful.
Yeah, I'm such a sucker. I literally went into Erewhon and was like, picked up $30 CMOS gel. And then I said to the girl, what does this do? Like, kind of joking, because I was like, I've seen it all on Instagram, you know, like, what does it do? Sell it to me. And the girl was just like, I don't know. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'm buying it anyway.
It is trying. You see, the problem is you have to sort of like quiet down the voices and, you know, the noise around you when it comes to the diet industry, because there will always be noise and there will always be people promoting things and talking about things on TikTok, social media, and in the industry. So you just got to quiet down those voices or quiet down that noise. That's sort of the first step, because if you're listening to all of it, it's very easy to get sucked in. But if, you know, if at this point in time, I don't really like consume any of that stuff, because as a former fad diet, I also know how tempting it can be. It's tempting, but I think I also now see the research and I've seen the evidence in real life how those things are so short term. So I know it's not worth it. As I say, a lot of diets and foods that do have research behind them, but again, it's the short term results. So I just don't buy into it the same way. So it's about quieting down the noise around you in the industry, taking with a pinch of salt and a grain. Is it a pinch of salt or grain of salt? And then just not taking it all too seriously and remembering to tune into your body, because what works for me may not work for you. We're so biochemically unique. And so I also have the knowledge, and having done this for so many years now, to know that, you know, we're all so different. So if, you know, this way of eating, plant-based eating, works for you, that's amazing, but it doesn't work for me. I really thrive off eating protein, sometimes animal sources. So it's just about really being able to tune into your body and know that that's the most important person to listen to rather than TikTok, rather than social media. Like, your body will tell you when it thrives and when it doesn't. Literally will tell you. So it's about tuning into those signals and listening to it and eating and exercising and treating your body in a way that works for you. And the moment you can do that, it's like a game changer. That's the moment that you really start to see results, when you start to listen to your body signals and eat and move and treat your body according to that.
Yeah, I think something that's really confusing typically is like knowing you need all of these different nutrients, but not really knowing what to, like, I will go to a health food store or look at supplements and I'm just like, well, I feel like I need all of these things, but I think it's also crazy to be taking like 15 pills in the morning. I only just realized I need magnesium for like helping my muscles after I work out, and I've been taking it recently and I've been sleeping so much better for it and like actively noticing a difference. But I think, yeah, one of the most genius things about JS Health is that you really label the products for what you are needing them for. And their targeted effects, like here in energy and detox and debloat. What are the most kind of recurring issues your customers talk to you about, and how did you kind of find the right supplements to support them?
So if you're not sleeping well, that might be the best time to take a magnesium with some passion flower and lavender oil. You know, if you're struggling with your gut health despite eating really well, and you know, you might really thrive by taking a probiotic. You might be doing all the right things, but your skin is still breaking out. So taking a formulation that, you know, targets your skin and your gut health in one, you can really see results with that. So I see it exactly like that, tuning into your body, listening to your needs and supplementing according to that. All of the formulations are genuinely created because of the customer's needs. So every single one was there because our customer said, I'm struggling with that. So I guess all of the ones that you know, bloating, sleep, anxiety, stress, skin, that's what we're there for. We're there to really target our customer's main needs and concerns. But again, I don't like people supplementing too much. I like them to tune into their bodies and just figure out what are the main needs at that moment. So yours might be sleep and muscle recoveries. It's really like, you know, there are some really good base formulations that everyone can take, taking them for a period of 3 to 6 months consistently and then hoping to see the results. And then you can take them for a little longer, but then you can sort of, you know, wean off that and your body will balance out itself.
Can you talk to us a bit about collagen? Because that's another one where Izzy and I have worked in the like fashion media industry forever. We've heard about collagen, we've read about collagen, we know we should be taking it and don't fully understand the benefits and the best way to take it and how long to take it. Like, can you just give us a rundown?
Collagen is something I did not believe in until about 3 years ago. I literally did not believe in collagen until I found the specific one from Norway. It's a marine collagen, sustainably sourced, wild fish from cod, the skin, not the scales. And I really, as you've heard me say, I just don't believe in trending foods. I'm just not interested in that world. But collagen is sort of the most abundant protein in the body. I see it as building blocks for the skin. And someone actually said it really well. It's like the scaffolding of the skin, kind of like keeps it up and keeps it plump. The research is really around marine collagen. I haven't seen any research when it comes to bovine. If you have, please send it to me. I've seen it from the marine collagen at around 2.5 grams over an 8 to 12 week period. And the results are skin hydration, skin elasticity, and skin firmness. That's sort of where marine collagen and the science sits right now. But the other thing is the dose, which I'm always passionate about, especially in our formulations. I think JS Health Vitamins is known very much for our dosing, even if we don't talk about it enough. It's sort of, I believe in higher end doses because, well, at least meeting the dose of the science, if that makes sense. So if in the science it says, you know, 2.5 grams of collagen supplementation for 8 to 12 weeks, I like to put at least 2.5 grams into my collagen powders. Does that make sense? So you really want to look at the dose, because if they don't state the dose, you can assume it's going to be much lower because collagen is very expensive, especially the one that we use, marine from Norway, sustainably sourced, wild from cod. You can imagine it's a very expensive ingredient. So collagen is great. Is an ingredient called astaxanthin. It's from an algae. And the science behind that when it comes to skin elasticity and skin firmness is extraordinary. So yes, I think collagen is great, but I think there are other ingredients that are as good. And I think not everyone sticks to collagen consistently. The problem is, as I say, I find people sort of go onto that trend and then drop off it.
Very guilty of that sort of thing, of just like putting it in a smoothie for a week and then just being like, my skin doesn't look perfect, so I'm over it.
That's why I love something like fish oil too. I think fish oil for skin is just so brilliant. And amino acids in general, yeah, from food. Like, a lot of people don't realize, you know, the power of amino acids from protein does the same thing. It helps to build your skin cells and keep them strong and healthy.
Yeah, I've been taking omega-3 specifically, which I don't know if that's actually different to fish oil or if it's just got a different name. I've been just taking that every day and I've noticed a difference.
Fish oil, that's what I'm saying. Like, fish oil to me is as brilliant as an ingredient when it comes to skin health. And there is research to prove that, you know, like, they have different functions, but I do believe, you know, taking fish oil is as important as maybe supplementing with collagen. That makes sense. So collagen is good. I think it's all about the form of the collagen, the dose of the collagen, and making sure it's a really reputable brand that cares about where that collagen is coming from.
Interesting. Okay, a few kind of simple for you maybe, but questions that, I don't know, we can't get our head around. What does a really nutritious breakfast, the kind that would set you up for a beautiful, glorious day, look like?
Yeah. So for me, in the busy lifestyle, there's two breakfasts that I think anyone can have that really will set you up. One being a smoothie, of course. I have a J's Health Power Protein Smoothie that is literally just the go-to because it ticks off all the macronutrients and keeps you feeling full and satiated, but also you really feeds your body some good nutrients. So you want to make sure there's a protein, a slow-releasing carbohydrate, a good fat, and some fiber. And those are the important aspects of a smoothie. Berries, chia seeds, almond butter, some protein, almond milk, oat milk, whatever you want, normal milk. We can link the smoothie in your podcast. So having a really nutritious smoothie is a great way of keeping your blood sugar levels nice and balanced, keeping you feeling energized, keeping you feeling full. I'm really all about blood sugar balance, especially in the morning. You don't want to just have a piece of toast without protein. You don't want to just have some cereal. You really want to have that, get that protein and the fiber and the good fats in there to stabilize your blood sugars, to help you get through to lunchtime feeling energized. Otherwise, you're going to start coming right down in terms of energy, and then you'll get some brain fog and you'll feel very, very exhausted. So keeping your blood sugar stable in the morning is something I'm really passionate about. So smoothies are a good way, or of course, a piece of toast with avocado and eggs. The third one would be oatmeal with some protein as well. So having oatmeal with protein powder or oatmeal with some Greek yogurt, sprinkling some seeds on top of them. I'm a very big fan of seeds in the morning because they're rich in essential fatty acids and fiber, keeping you feeling really full and satiated. Fiber is such an underrated macronutrient that keeps you feeling really full.
I've just started learning about blood sugar, and it was really transformative for me because I always felt like I ate quite quote unquote well, but I would have these dips and crashes, and it was really eye-opening to understand that even the way different people, like, it's just everyone's body is so different. Like, someone could eat the exact same breakfast and their body will react differently to it because maybe strawberries break down differently in their like blood sugar than other fruits. So there's this, could you maybe just explain that a little bit, because I didn't understand it until very recently.
That's a big thing. I like some people actually eating oats in the morning, 1 hour later they're hungry. So it shows that they don't metabolize that as well as someone else might. And so again, it's figuring out which foods work for your unique body. That's exactly. So blood sugar is a very, very interesting topic, and it's really about stabilizing that blood sugar. And the best way to do that is with protein, fat, and fiber. Those are the macronutrients to focus on at each meal, specifically, especially if you're having a carbohydrate. You really want to keep the blood sugar stable in the bloodstream and stopping them from dropping. And so some people will eat just oatmeal on its own, and without having that extra protein or fiber or fat source, an hour later they'll just notice a big drop. And that's just because biochemically their body needs that extra support to balance it out. People have different, you know, the way their insulin works, the way their glucose works in their bloodstream. It's dependent on their biochemistry and the way their insulin works and their overall hormonal system works. So the best way to manage blood sugar is by adding those macronutrients to your plate of food, and sometimes taking various nutrients and minerals and herbs can support that. Some people can't, you know, support any of that through food, and they have to take medications, and that's sort of the pre-diabetic or diabetic phase where their body is just not making enough insulin, or the insulin is, because insulin, I always think of it as like a little car that takes the glucose or the sugar in the bloodstream and puts it into the cells, and if that process stops working, that's when the glucose can stay in the bloodstream and drop easily. You want it to be popped into the cells for energy. But everyone is so unique, and unless you do blood tests, you won't know how your insulin is working or your blood sugar is working. So the best way to do that is to support it with macronutrients at each meal and not having refined carbohydrates, or when you do have carbohydrates, amping them up with the protein, the fats, or the fiber to keep it nice and stable. That's actually probably the best way to tell people through a podcast is if you're starting to feel tired, shaky, brain foggy, tired, brain fog, jittery after an hour of eating, it's probably because your blood sugar levels are dropping.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because I find I get hungry very quickly after, like, just all the time though. But then I don't know if I've been incorporating fiber enough in, and I also do think that some people's bodies just, like, I just genuinely think that eating every, if I ate at 8 in the morning, I'm ravenous. I'm ravenous every 3 hours. But I just, but like I do eat quite healthy.
That's why I am a fan of the in-between meal snacks to keep your blood sugar stable for the next meal. But what's are you vegan or plant-based by any chance?
Mostly vegetarian. But I've been dabbling.
You see, like that is always my first question, because you just have to find those ways of getting the protein in. So something like a protein powder or seed mix, or just really focusing on those protein, the protein aspect of your diet can really help you to feel more full. So do you want to give me an example of your breakfast that you've been having?
Well, for example, I will have, now I've been having things like smoothies where I'll have protein powder. I'll literally do the like protein powder, quarter of a thing of avocado, spinach, some chia seeds, but half a frozen banana. And then usually that would be about it. And then maybe some, and then almond milk or something.
Just make sure it's at like a 20 gram dose of protein. Okay, cool.
Yeah, you grow up with people telling you to have like breakfast, lunch, dinner, and if you eat more, you're being a greedy girl. But I'm just like, I'm going to fucking faint.
Someone like you, I actually am a fan then of having the in-between meal snacks. And that's, again, listening to your unique body and really supporting it with those in-between meal snacks, especially if it's protein rich. So like 11 o'clock or 3 p.m., that's a really good time to, again, add another little source of protein with whatever snack you have.
Yeah, it's crazy how important it is to cater it to yourself, because I used to get such bad bloating and I always thought it was tied to what I was eating, but I would eat cleaner and cleaner and cleaner and it would still happen. And then I saw a nutritionist who was basically like, when do you eat? And I was like, well, I've been told intermittent fasting is good, so I just wait as long as I can in the morning and then I'll eat maybe at lunch. And she said, just try setting your body up with consistent eating times through the day. And then it went away. And she was like, yeah, fasting works for some people, doesn't work for other people. Like you've got to do some.
But again, it's about a sustainable approach, because it might have good research, fasting, but are you going to be able to do it for the rest of your life? And if the answer is no, then what's the point? Because the results are only going to come from doing it all the time.
Okay, cool. Final question before we let you go. There have been some really troubling narratives in the last couple of years about kind of thinness and weight loss. And even at the moment, it's all coming back up with all of these like horrible diet pills that people are taking. And a lot of people our age can find that really triggering, because it reminds us of, you know, the really toxic culture we had growing up. I just feel like the body positivity movement is now taking a back seat and everyone's kind of back on this weird, thin glorification. So what are some tips that you have for having just a healthy relationship with food and your body?
Yeah, I feel like right now in the celebrity culture, a lot of people are using Ozempic, which is a weight loss injection. And unfortunately, it's an unmanageable standard, and I don't like the side effects associated with that drug either. So I just wanted to comment. I think that's my feeling, is why like it's coming from the celebrity culture and it's trickling down, and it's not sustainable. And I promise no one wants the side effects associated with any of those drugs. It's just not worth it. Your peace is more important. And there's much more sustainable, beautiful, nourishing ways of taking care of your body. And that really is why I started JS Health. It's about finding the healthy life that will support you and your body to look and feel its best. And at the same time, developing a strong relationship with yourself and your body. And I think that has always been my foundation. If you have a really good relationship with food and your body, everything else flourishes. You start to feel mentally and physically so well. So the first thing is to block out the noise of the diet culture, because as you know, they'll just be the next thing. And just remember in your mind that they are just short-term phases and moments, and you have to make that decision that you would prefer the long-term road. And so blocking out that noise too, like for me, I'm just not on TikTok, or unfollowing people that are promoting those extremes is a good first step. And then finding someone who can support you, whether it be a brand like Jay's Health or a nutritionist or a naturopath, that can really, and it could be online or it could be face-to-face as a consult, to really guide you to learn how to eat well, or learn how to eat a good breakfast, lunch and dinner that will support you, learn how to cook quick and healthy meals that you can make for you and your family that are enjoyable and delicious. like your relationship with yourself is a really important part of the healthy life. You know, going to therapy, learning how to talk to yourself with kindness, letting go of the scales as an example, because that's something that normally feeds a really unhealthy relationship with food in your body. So that's letting go of the number game, actually, is one of my biggest tips. Stop weighing yourself, stop counting calories, stop counting macronutrients, because unfortunately it just doesn't allow you to have that really strong relationship with your body. Until you have that love for yourself, you won't continue to make healthy practices. So really going to therapy, spending time with yourself, meditating, carving out time just to look after yourself really actually helps your overall relationship with food and your body.
100%. Well, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure to chat to you. As we said, we could make this go on for hours, but we know you have a very busy life and day ahead of you. So thank you.
Thank you for your time and well done for everything that you've achieved. Keep going.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jess. Bye.
Namaskaram, my name is Mayad. I'm a tour leader with Explore. Come, follow me for a breakfast you will never forget. Namaste. Because you are going to make an incredible masala dosa under the watchful eye of my mom.
Kya baat hai, mom?
Each home adds their special touches. But not everyone gets to join in a traditional family meal. You will if you explore. For global adventures, search exploreworldwide.com. And don't just travel, explore.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.